The Prince and the Pauper by Mark Twain. Copyright Burlington Books 2001. Introduction. London, 1537. Two families have baby boys on the same day. One family is poor, and the other family is rich. The poor family lives in one room in Pudding Lane, near London Bridge, but the rich family lives in a palace. The poor father is a thief. The rich father is the King of England. Chapter 1. Who is Tom?
Don't hit me again. I'm hungry,
the poor boy says. His father, John Canty, is angry. He says,
You're hungry because we're poor. I tell you to beg in the streets, but you play and imagine things. Now sleep. You have to beg tomorrow.
The boy, Tom Canty, is hungry. He's sad and dirty too. He's sleeping on the floor. He hasn't got a bed. In the morning, Tom wakes up because there's a lot of noise in Pudding Lane. He puts the back of his hand over his eyes. He often puts the back of his hand over his eyes. It's a habit. Tom's friend, Father Andrew, lives in the same house. He's a kind man. He tells Tom stories about kings and princes. Father Andrew also teaches him Latin. Princes learn, but poor boys can learn too. Sometimes Tom and his friends play in the mud in the River Thames. When he plays, Tom imagines that he's a prince. The other beggar children laugh because he shouts,
I'm the prince!
One day, Tom wants to see a real prince.